want to do what?
Shake things up, stir the pot, throw a few bombs.
What's my play got to do with that?
I wrote this scene about a king getting poison poured in his ear. I want you to put it in your play.
Scene? In my play?
Mm-hmm.
I suppose you want a writing credit.
Relax, Shakespeare. I only care about catching the guy who iced your old man. The way I see it, the killer has to be someone who had easy access to your father, someone he trusted, someone who had the three M's.
The three M's?
Yeah. Motive, method, and, opportunity.
I still don't understand what my play has to do with catching my father's killer.
Everybody who had the three M's will be at your play. The new scene will let the killer know we know the king was murdered and how it was done. Make him nervous, and nervous people do nervous things.
Dastardly clever.
Hmm.
So, what you're saying is...
The play's the thing wherein we'll catch the conscience of
Yes, time?
The guy who did it. So what do you say, Prince? You gonna help me catch your father's killer?
Yes!
Good!
And no!
What was it with this guy? Was he a coward, wishy-washy, or just bipolar? I couldn't figure him out. My guess was nobody ever would. Everyone who was anyone in Elsinore had glommed an invite to the after-show party. And everyone had an opinion.
There were no souls.
Well, the tide sparkled more than the show.
Awful. Time.
Your Majesty, how did you enjoy the play?
It was all right up until that scene where the king had poison poured in his ear. Where did that come from?
Tweak your conscience, did it?
Conscience? Me? Tweak? Ridiculous, of course it didn't tweak my conscience. Why would you ask if it tweaked my conscience?
No reason.
I trust you'll be leaving Denmark very soon, Time.
I don't know. I was thinking of getting a little cottage by the sea.
The climate around here can get very unhealthy for someone who isn't used to it. If I were you, I'd be on the next boat out of town.
Either the King of Denmark had just threatened me, or he was showing a sudden interest in my well-being. I couldn't be sure.
Good evening, Mr. Time.
It was the Lady Ophelia. She drew me to her like iron filings to a magnet. I don't know if it was the Chantilly lace or the pretty face. Maybe it was the wiggle in her walk or the giggle in her talk. Oh, baby, that's
what... Mr. Time, I'd like you to meet my father, Polonius.
Nice to meet you. Any father of the Lady Ophelia is a father of mine.
Neither a borrower, nor a lender be.
Excuse me?
To thine own self be true, and it follows as the night and the day.
Later, father. Why don't you go get something from the buffet?
Oh, yes, life is life.
Poor old dear. He hasn't been the same since Vikings kidnapped my mother.
Kidnapped?
That's what we told him anyway. So, Mr. Time, are you enjoying yourself?
I haven't seen this many stuffed shirts since I picked up my dry cleaning.
Ophelia! Mr. Time!
Prince Hamlet.
I'd like you to meet my two dearest chums in the entire world, Rosencrantz and Guildenstern.
Charmed!
Nice to meet you. Which one is Rosencrantz?
I am.
Okay, which one is Guildenstern?
He is.
Would you mind if I borrowed Mr. Time for a moment, Ophelia?
Of course, my prince.
Well, what do you think?
It's too early to tell.
I thought of all people, Time, you'd be more encouraging.
I was talking about my scene.
So you do want a writing credit?
No, I want to catch a killer.
Oh, yes, my father's killer. I almost forgot. Who is it?
I'm not sure, but your uncle just invited me to leave town.
Claudius? You think he killed my father?
He did marry your mother 10 minutes after the old man's funeral.
This is Elsinore, Mr. Time. Some people marry during the funeral. What are you going to do now?
Wait.
Wait? For what?
For someone to try to kill you.
Kill me? I don't want someone to kill me. You never said anything about someone killing me.
Look, would you have gone along if I had?
Of course not.
That's why I didn't tell you. There was no turning back now. The prince was in it up to his codpiece.